One time in my country, there was a very influential politician who had a character problem, and it was a very, very severe problem. And when some of the things came to light that he had done and was continuing to do, the people who supported him said, look, it's not his character that counts. It's what he says. He's right on all these issues. Besides, he may be a crook, but he's our crook. But Jesus told us to evaluate people, prophets, people who speak to us, people who lead us, people who try to teach us, people who try to get us to see things their way, is that we are to evaluate them according to the fruit of their life. If the fruit of their life is bad, if they're doing bad things, we can't follow these people. We can't do that. And Jesus said, in fact, we have to beware of them. Listen to what he says in Matthew 7, verse 15. Beware of false prophets who come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. You shall know them by their fruits. Do men gather grapes of thorns? Or figs of thistles? Even so, every good tree brings forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree brings forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that brings not forth good fruit is cut down and cast into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you shall know them. You see, it's very simple. If somebody's doing evil, their words cannot hide the condition of their heart. Beware of false prophets. Let's pray. Oh, Father, I pray for your protection. Oh, Lord, I pray that the Holy Spirit would work so well in my life that when I hear something from someone, someone wants to teach me something, someone wants to lead me in a certain direction or convince me of something or be a leader and they want my support, Lord, help me to be one who can see and discern good fruit from bad. I need your help in this, Lord. And if the fruit of their lives is evil, I will not listen to these people. But if the fruit of their life is good, then I will evaluate what they have to say. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.